You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, July the 23rd. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at a 7-race programme at Fairy House this afternoon. Not a particularly strong fare, but we do have a very competitive look to this afternoon's racing, including the 2.55 and 3.25 respectively. Those two look the best races on the card, certainly from a betting perspective anyway.
Race 1.
We begin with the Filly's Maiden at 1.55. It comes up over 6 furlongs for the two-year-olds. And with quite a few of these making their racecourse debuts, it's going to be quite a difficult race to get your head around. Obviously, the market's going to have a significant factor in how this race is likely to pan out. The one that does set the standard, having run quite respectably over today's course and distance, is Roman Gal from the Mickey Halford stable. I thought she ran quite eye-catchingly well behind Sometimes a Diamond and, of course, Butterscotch, who chased home stable companion Clemmy next time out at the cover in a Group 2 contest. And given that she was a good bit back turning into the home straight, that did all her best work against the far side rail, just with normal improvement, as often is the case with Mickey Halford, this filly by Holy Roman Empress should go close. But it will also pay to keep an eye on Aurora Eclipse from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Now, this stable has done really well in recent times, particularly with their two-year-olds. He had a lovely horse called I Am Power win at Navan the other day in a two-year-old contest, and two subsequently have finished runner-up Navajo Dreamer and Manpower in a very competitive maiden at Leopardstown the other night. So his youngsters are clearly well worth keeping on the right side of. And, of course, the fact that Pat Smullen, who's ridden most of those two-year-olds as well to victory and in defeat, has been booked is a clear sign of intent there for Michael O'Callaghan. So Aurora Eclipse, a little bit of a tentative one, given that it's racecourse debut, but hopefully she could go well in the first.
Race 2.
On to the 2.25 then, which is a 6-furlong maiden auction contest. And Borough Steps clearly is the one to beat here on all-known form. This horse ran a real eye-catching race first time out in what could turn out to be quite a decent contest at the home of Irish Racing, behind Dawn Delivers from the Jim Boulder stable. And that horse went into that contest very strongly fancied, and obviously with previous form as well, which very much counted in her favour. But back in sec was Magical from the Aidan O'Brien stable, and I do think she's a filly to keep on the right side of throughout the remainder of her career. So Borough Steps to just finish in behind those two potentially smart fillies suggests that she could also have a very productive career herself. With just normal improvement, you'd certainly expect this filly here to take a leading hand, and is a very much a worthy favourite. One to keep an eye on at a much bigger price is a Blood Red Sky from the Ken Condon Yard. Ken's got a decent bunch of two-year-olds in his midst so far this season, and I thought this horse ran really well, actually, in a good maiden the other day, won by the Pentagon, who created a real splash first time off the shelf for the Aidan O'Brien stable, making virtually all the running to win in a very fast time. And I thought this gelding by Ram Winkle actually ran okay, and he got beat sort of 4 lengths in the end, which wasn't too bad of a return. 4 lengths, of course, there behind the second, not included the winner. But there were some decent horses ahead of it, and given that this race isn't the most rich in regards absolute quality from top to bottom, I also think that this horse could certainly outrun its odds of 33-1 this morning. But Borough Steps very much is the one to beat there in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 2.55 then. Two in-form horses come here off the back of victories last time out, and they look set to dominate in the shape of Tom Dooley and El Aretha. Tom Dooley certainly needs no introduction to regulars of the podcast. He's been plying his trade largely on the Ilweather at Dundalk throughout his career, but he seems to hit a real rich vein of form at the moment. Now he's switched his attention to another stable, and New Connections have certainly found the key to him, whatever because he's managed to win his last two contests in pretty decisive fashion as well. At Roscommon, two starts ago, beating Alan's Pride, who the pair well clear of the field in a good time. And then once again, he clocked another good number the other night when beating course specialist Corbus again pretty decisively. Given that that horse is such a consistent animal and a reliable base to that kind of form, I suggest that Tom Dooley ran up to a very good standard on that occasion. Also, this also got some decent form here at Fairy House, so that's not bad. Then it's like Niggle is the draw in stall 10, but given that he broke well from a middle draw the other night at Leopardstown, that might not necessarily be a bad thing. Ella Reitha, well, definitely comes here in rich vein of form as well, having won yesterday at Gower. I'm not sure whether this will take part, but if he does, then he's definitely going to be a consideration, because Johnny Levins' horse is in great nick at the moment, and the switch back to turf clearly worked the oracle for this gelding, who hadn't run since mid-February. And given as well that this horse is very unlucky in the run as well, would have been if it hadn't have got the clear breaks, then you probably can upgrade at that narrow margin victory. Much better drawn than Tom Dooley here. I'd certainly expect Ella Reitha to go well if connections decide to strike while the iron's hot.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, and this looks the best quality race on the card, bar none. And the one I quite like here is Captain Power from the Edwin Lynham stable, because I do think there's going to be plenty of pace on here. We've got Red Sabre, Geological, two confirmed front runners who are likely to go along at a blistering gallop, and might just play into the hands of a horse who's held off the pace. And Captain Power very much fits into that category, although this horse has been running to a consistent level of form over 7 furlongs of late. I do think his best distance, as you can see by his form figures, is today's trip of 6 furlongs. That run last time out at the Curragh certainly suggested that when he went into the race really powerfully around about the 2 furlong pole, not to get home up the stiff uphill incline there in the last 2 furlongs. But the race has worked out well to suggest he certainly ran to a good standard. The likes of Severus and Elusive Time, 2nd and 4th respectively, have both gone on to frank the form. He's also run very well here in the past, because he's 1-for-1 at the track, winning his maiden back in 2015. Nicely drawn as well to get a good run around the inside off the back of a strong pace. Captain Power hopefully can bounce back to winning form in the 3:25.
Race 5.
On to the 3:55 then. And not a particularly strong looking maiden by any stretch of the imagination. But that form between Perfect Soldier and Barter looks the key to the potential key to this outcome of this particular contest, because they dominate the market here. On that occasion, Perfect Soldier finished in front of Barter, and I expect him to uphold the form as well, considering that he got badly hampered around about the 2 furlong pole when he was coming with a run down the outside. But the winner, New Terms, just swept by him with a better turn of foot and then cut him off at the pass, meaning that Michael O'Callaghan's charge just had to take a little bit of a check and lose a little bit of valuable momentum. But once he picked himself up, he actually powered his way onto a very creditable second, and back in third was Barter, who he went by quite readily in the closing stages. Obviously, Barter's gone on to run well behind Dilmum, who ran well in a listed race down in Listowel the other night. So he also seems to be improving at a reasonable rate of knots. It should be between the two, but as I said, the balance of power is very much in Perfect Soldier's favour, in my opinion. And hopefully he can get off the mark at the 5th time of asking there in race number 5.
Race number
6. On to the penultimate contest then, and quite a trappy little race it is as well. Certainly from a tactical point of view, you'd imagine that Sharjah once again will do what he often does and goes off in front and make it a really good sound gallop. He's been a largely consistent horse in recent times, and even though he's yet to win, or he hasn't won, and his last 4 starts on the turf, he's certainly run up to a fair standard in defeat. However, I do think that Landsman could have this race perfectly set up for him here. He's certainly looking as though he's ready to strike based on his run last time out at the Curragh. What's turning out to be a very hot handicap won by See the Line. I think that horse goes to Galway in a couple of weeks' time, and there's so many good horses in that race that have run well subsequently that I've no hesitation to suggest that if Landsman runs up to that level of form, then he should go very close to winning this race, which seems very much a drop in grade. He was also a little bit unlucky as well, because he didn't get the clearest of runs up the paintwork at the 2 furlong pole. Therefore, he would have finished a good bit closer. Prior to that, he'd run well in a course and distance handicap behind Thunder Crash and several informed horses, which include Wild Irish Rose, who, of course, has won well, got on to win twice subsequently. So overall, Landsman should get things very much in his favour there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and my best bet in the card comes here in the shape of Fear Soul. I'm absolutely in love with this horse at the moment. I probably tipped it back the last three or four times, but to be fair, you endorse Chargers certainly done me proud on every single occasion. Two wins come on over hurdles at Downroar in pretty decisive and impressive fashion. And then he bounced back to his very best form on the turf, courtesy of those good groundings over hurdles last time out when we saw him on the flat at Limerick, when he travelled really strongly in a reasonably run of affair down there at the Munster venue. Quickening on demand at the Furlong Pole, he pulled readily clear of two fairly useful guidelines in the shape of Riobard and Miro. His time figures are good. He's a horse right on top of his game at the moment. And hopefully there should be a reasonable pace on here for him to shoot at. He'll certainly travel like the best horse in the race regardless. So Fear Soul, very strong choice there in the final contest. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, July the 23rd. Please do join me again tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at the National Hunt Card at Ballinrobe tomorrow evening beginning at 5:55. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.